The Torah tells us about it's forbidden to kindle a flame on Shabbos. And of course the question is that we already said, we already know, or that included in the Torah doesn't sing out all the 39 melachas. We learn out from melachas HaMishkan that the 39 prohibited activities and Losvarish is one. So why does it get special mention? So that's a famous dispute in the Gemara, whether l'chalek yotzos or l'olav yotzos. In other words, is it coming to tell me that kindling fire is like all the other malachas, but the chiddush is that if you do three different malachas, you chayev three different times, as opposed to the saying it's all in the one rubric of Shabbos, or l'olav yotzos, it's only a good old-fashioned whooping. I suppose perhaps that. But either way, that's a discussion in the Gemara. But we'll focus on something else, is Zohar and the Al-Shech, that they have a secondary drush, goes to Varuei, more derech drush, derech makshaba, that there's a special prohibition of getting angry on Shabbos, having machokes, the eish ha-machokes, getting into arguments and fighting, anger on Shabbos. That's what is a special issur. This reminds me of the Yerushalmi about that's one of the reasons why we cover the challah on the table, because it's the famous ma'aser with the Chafetz Chaim, where he came in and maybe he was a guest. There were a lot of people, so the husband was screaming at the wife that she didn't have the challah covered. So I guess afterwards he told them, you know why you cover the challah? Because not to embarrass the bread. In other words, normally bread would, hamotzi would come first, then bor pri agafen. But since you have to make kiddush, bor pri agafen comes first. So what's the point? The bread doesn't have any feelings. It's an inanimate object. But the point is, you're supposed to learn feelings from it. So if you're sensitive to inanimate objects, how much more so to real life? So that's the point, is that in order to avoid, to make shalom and to not to embarrass people. So either way, so Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Osechem is the Eish HaMachlokes, in addition to a prohibition of getting angry every day of the week, 7 days of the week, there's a special prohibition, Sevaru Eish, to get angry on Shabbos. That's why perhaps we say Shabbat Shalom. It has to be a Shabbos of peace. And in fact, there's a famous Tshuva Ramosha, where Ramosha mentions it in the tshuva. It's always good to get Musar and Halacha, Musar from Halacha. So the Ramosha writes, he discusses the question of, we know there's the Mishnah in Demai about taking off Truma Meiser. And generally speaking, if we're not sure, if someone who's not knowledgeable, we assume that he hasn't taken off and you have to take off on your own. However, there's another Halacha you can't take off on Shabbos because it's Tikkun Mana. It's like you're fixing the food, so to speak. So the shaila is, what happens if you have this demai, the suffix, you tell you not sure if it was taken off in the Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you'll have to go over to the Amoraites and ask him, did you take off Truma Maisa? And if he says yes, Yocho Al Piv. Why? Yocho Al Piv. Why? Because of the Moshe point. Why? Because even an Am Haaretz knows it's Shabbos. It is the Kedusha Shabbos, and you don't lie on Shabbos. Even an Am Haaretz is going to tell the truth because the Kedusha Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says it's Pashut. Everyone knows that, even everyone realizes the Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore a person who might be more accessible or more leaning to lying on Shabbos because the Kedusha Shabbos, he won't. And he's saying a little halacha. I can eat this food that's normally us, or a suffix tevel, I can go ahead and do it because everyone knows Shabbos is Shabbos. And that's what the Al-Shek elaborates on also, that we see that just like, it's not just limited to Eish HaMachlokes of getting angry. Just like getting angry on Shabbos is worse than getting angry during the week, doing any Aveira. You can't speak Lashon Hara any day of the week, but certainly you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara on Shabbos. And so on and so on. So what's the pshat? Why is an Aveira worse? So the Al-Shek explains, is because on Shabbos we have a tradition that you're taken out of Gehenna and you get relaxed for Shabbos. So if Bosivaru Eish Bachom, you're creating your own fire. If you're gonna have an Eish on Machlokas, then it's not gonna help you. Or as he says, perhaps you have a neshama. Not perhaps you do have a neshama. You say around Shabbos, Yontif is a shayla, and therefore why get involved in another sin to another soul? And the Chai Adam turns it on the positive side as well. That just like if doing and getting angry on Shabbos is worse avera, or Lashon Hara is a worse avera on Shabbos, then it must be doing mitzvahs on Shabbos. Mitzvahs we have all year, all week long. But we do it on Shabbos, you get more schar. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai writes that an hour of learning on Shabbos, I think he says it's like 1,000 hours, even though there aren't 1,000 hours. But the point being is that learning an hour on Shabbos is equivalent to 2 hours or whatever the amount is. Anything, any positive mitzvah you do, it's like any other is worse. We like to focus on the positive. It's like we find the Ramban by Shabbos, even though if you assume davening is only drabbanan, let's say, but mikroi kodesh, any type of public gathering, you give a public shir, that's the reisha. And that's why, as well as the Ramban writes regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that he says the whole point of mitzvahs atzuyas ba'aretz is that's the whole purpose of doing mitzvahs out of the land of Israel. So when you come to Israel, you remember and you won't forget, and you'll know what to do. So that's the. The based on the Ramban, supposed to discuss, let's say, whatever, based on the fly, let's say either coming in or going out. I guess going in, you don't have that much time. I guess going in, you don't have that much time either. But let's say I could hop a mincha. Let's assume, hypothetically, I could do a mincha while I'm flying in Eretz Yisrael or a mechutzar. So based on this, though, that's what the Ramban writes. It's best, it's a bigger kiyum if you could get the mincha or get the perhaps any mitzvah in while you're in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the sort of the Zohar, the Al Shabbos. We have to avoid anger all the time, anger management we need, but a special isser of not getting angry on Shabbos. And as the Chai Adam and the Ben Ish Chai say, if getting angry at speaking Lashon Hara is worse on Shabbos than during the week, then certainly doing mitzvahs, davening on Shabbos, Mikrai Kodesh, learning Torah on Shabbos, so the tzar as well is a lot greater. And as Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, based on the Mishnah, that everyone realizes, no matter you're a Talmud Chacham, Am Haaretz, or anywhere in between, everyone can recognize the Kedushas of Shabbos. The Kedushas of Shabbos is so great that even an Am Haaretz won't lie on Shabbos, and we do a halacha, you can eat this Dumai.